It's now time to get into the kitchen with Chef Tony and Michaela Bradley. It's Game Day Grub presented by Tico People's Gas. They've got the grill fired up and ready.
Welcome to Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. We're here today at the Dreamfinders home, Palms at Nocatee, which is a natural gas community. And I want to introduce my good friend over here, Tony, Chef Tony from Publix. But we've got another gal here today.
Come on, you have more friends?
I know, I am incredibly blessed. Mary Skipper, wife of our running backs coach, Kelly Skipper. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Do you like steak, Mary?
I love it, and my 13-year-old will really be happy that we're doing steak.
It's great protein.
Yeah. It is so good.
But you know what makes steak really good?
What's that?
The fat that's on it. Because that's what's going to drip down.
I know about that, yeah.
oddly enough, I like to go out to the beach and kind of stand like this to get the fat off of me. But that's just how it goes. So, and steaks are great for grilling. I mean, that natural gas grill that we've been using has been fantastic. So we're going to continue that with this steak. First off, we're going to season our steak with salt and pepper. Just a very simple seasoning. Nothing added to this one. We're going to let the steak speak for itself. Mm-hmm. But what we want to do is people love to put sauces on things. Steaks really don't need a lot of sauce, do they? I'll answer that. They don't.
Yeah. No.
Steaks do not. But
if they're cooked right.
We're going to cook this one right. But what we like to do is we like to do a lot of exploration of what's around us. So in South America, in Argentina, they have this sauce called a chimichurri. So we're going to make a version of the chimichurri today to put on the steak after it's prepared. Did you season both sides?
I'm ahead of the game. Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do both sides.
Busted.
Yeah. All right. So, Mary, first thing you're going to do is you're going to take that handful of capers and peppers and garlic, and you're going to put it into our bowl. Just grab it with your hand.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're talking about. Just right, our hands are for where it's at. You're going to squeeze the lemon in.
Okay.
Just squeeze it right on in. It's okay if we get some seeds. It's not going to hurt us. We're going to end up just spooning it on the steak anyway. Pick our bowl of parsley and put in there.
Okay.
And then we're going to put some dried oregano. The dried oregano here is for that representation of the dried herbs that the gauchos would carry underneath their saddles as they rode and herded their cattle. Mix that up with the spoon for me. Now this sauce is going to sit for the time that it needs for us to go outside, grill our steaks 4 minutes on each side, give them 10 minutes to rest before we slice them, and then we'll serve them with some chimichurri. And that's our grilled steak right there.
Chimichurri steak for the win. Get that recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments. Make sure you visit peoplesgas.com/cooking.